Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's inflation target is not going to come down anytime soon, and almost certainly not by next February's main budget. That is the stark warning from Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, who says more work needs to be done to achieve political consensus. Speaking at an RMB Sunday Times post-mini-budget event, Godongwana included the so-called fiscal rule in his remarks. That is a rule that, if legislated, would prohibit government from spending in excess of certain targets. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetse Ganyaho has called repeatedly for the inflation target to be lowered. The Treasury Reserve Bank Standing Committee has made a proposal on the inflation target. But Godongwana says he sent the proposal back to the committee for more work. He wants them to offer solutions on how to limit the pain of implementing both, adding that as things stand in the South African system, there's no political support for either. Trade Minister Parks Tau says government is working on proposals to help foreign-owned companies comply with black empowerment laws. Tau says that the bid by Elon Musk's Starlink to operate in the country is with regulators. But in the meantime, government has recognized that rules requiring a 30% ownership by historically disadvantaged groups was challenging to a variety of foreign investors. They are considering proposals to tweak it. According to Reuters, Tau says South Africa is pursuing more robust trade and investment ties with Africa itself and with China, the country's biggest trade partner, as the global environment becomes increasingly fraught. Markets are weaker this morning following a string of disappointing results from big tech in the US. JSE All Share closed last evening down 1.6%, the top 40 down 1.7%, London's FTSE down 0.6%. New York, the Dow ended down 0.9%, the S&P 500 down nearly 2%, the tech-heavy NASDAQ down 2.8%, the biggest one-day drop for US shares since early September. Tokyo's followed suit this morning, down 2.3%, Hong Kong the exception, up 1%, Sydney down 0.8%. The US dollar has eased back to 109 to the euro, the rand at 1760 to the dollar, 1914 to the euro, 2270 to sterling. Gold at 2751, platinum 993, Bitcoin down over 4% to just over 69,300, and that's on the latest pre-election polls in the US, which show the gap narrowing between pro-crypto Donald Trump and his rival Kamala Harris. And Brent crude oil just over $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.